This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We were talking over story ideas at our meeting this morning, and Kristen Schwab pointed out something that Powell said in his testimony yesterday, but which went by kind of quick. He was talking, Powell was, about how a lot of the indicators the Fed has been watching, employment, consumer spending, inflation, obviously, after starting to look a little bit friendlier, have all reversed in the past 5 weeks or so and are now distinctly less friendly. And then Kristen pointed out that Powell spent a very quick moment on how unusually warm weather in January might have messed with seasonally adjusted data, making the numbers look stronger than they actually are. Seasonally adjusted is a term that we throw around sometimes, but it's an important enough concept that Kristen wanted to take a second to explain exactly what it means. And I said in our meeting this morning, yes, great idea. And then I said, you got to explain it so my mom can follow it. And she said, really? And I said, yeah.
Hey, Mrs. Rizdahl, I know we've never met, so I'm going to let an expert convince you to listen to me unravel the wonkiness of seasonal adjustments. Here's economist Justin Wolfers at the University of Michigan.
There are people who do this for a living, and it really, really, really matters.
Because seasonal adjustments allow us to factor in wild swings. Say we own an ice cream shop that sells a lot during summer and a little during winter. We know not to freak out when it starts snowing and sales dip, and we're better able to see when something unusual happens, like a spike.
We say, well, that must mean there's something good going on with ice cream sales.
Turns out our new brownie ice cream is drawing customers. Now, the government does this too, because our economy is always fluctuating. Like, if we didn't use seasonally adjusted numbers, it would look like we're heading into a recession every January, after the holidays when retail sales tank. Jeffrey Myron is vice president of research at the Cato Institute.
But every once in a while, they don't quite happen to exactly the same degree, and that causes some confusion about what the data in a particular month or quarter actually mean.
The confusion is figuring out the outliers, the brownie ice creams. Sometimes they're obvious, like job numbers tanking because of COVID lockdowns or oil prices spiking because of the war in Ukraine. But January's outlier? Maybe the unusually warm weather coaxed everyone outside and fueled inflation? Question mark? Jonathan Wright is an economist at Johns Hopkins.
It's very hard to explain that all with weather.
He says it's tough to trust data when the past three Januaries have been so weird. And though seasonal adjustments are based on several years of data, we're not in the same economy as 2019. So the risk is
you can either overstate or understate the true strength of the economy.
Got that, Mrs. Rizdahl? If you have any questions, I know a radio host you can ask. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.